You undoubtedly have seen the picture of John Unger with his dog, Shep, in Lake Superior. It was photographed by someone, and Hannah Stonehouse, actually. And his dog was so arthritic and so old that it really couldn't do anything on land. So he would just take it in Lake Superior and walk with it. And the picture, I'm sure you've seen it. I don't know if I actually copied that. I think I did. Those of you here can see it. And then I forgot to bring it. Okay. Anyhow, it's a classic picture. You've seen him with his dog, which is kind of I'm not sure what kind of dog it was, a Shep and a collie, I believe, and just bathing the dog and walking with it. For hours sometimes he would do it in the bay at Lake Superior, that bay field. And the dog passed on, and the reason for bringing this up at all is that he's got a new dog now, a new puppy. And I was sort of in a similar situation. My dog never went viral, my Puggle. But I lost my Puggle, and little Tina. And it was a shock, actually. And I got a new dog now who is absolutely killing me, biting me. I have lacerations, tore my ear out here, actually.
Poked you in the eye.
Poked me in the eye. Had a bloody eye going into Phoenix, and you know, burst something in my eyeball. But it's wonderful to have a dog again. John Unger is on the line from Bayfield. Hi, John. How are you?
Well, hello, Michael. I'm just fine. How are you today?
I'm fine. How did you survive all the viral attention and all that with your dog? That was pretty intense.
It was very intense.
Yeah.
And it's starting all over again. And it's a wonderful experience and gift that has happened.
Yeah. Yeah. How old was Shep?
Well, because I rescued him at age estimated at about 2 to 3 years old, he could have been anywhere 19, 20, 21, somewhere in there.
How is that even possible?
Well, good genetics. Good genetics.
I guess so. And what was he, a collie? Or?
No. Shepherd mix.
Shepherd mix.
Rightly know anything other than the shepherd.
Uh-huh. Well, that's amazing. And the two of you, I guess we could say we're close.
Very close. He did a lot for me, and I could only reciprocate.
Yeah. What did he do for you, John?
Well, back in the 90s, I was going through a severe depression.
Ah.
And at that time, we lived in Milwaukee.
Oh.
And it wasn't anything that I thought about, but one day, I don't mean to bring your wonderful audience down by this, but I thought about suicide.
Ah.
And Shep happened to be with me, and we were on the lakefront of Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the throes of a severe depression. I looked down at him, just as basically I was going to do it. And he gave me a look that literally that instant, the look he gave me, I've never seen before. I never seen after that day.
Mm-hmm.
But it snapped me clear out of it, as in, what are you doing, buddy? What are you doing? So from that day on was a healing process that he helped immensely. And luckily, I got through it, and we became even closer. And all I could do from that day on was take the best care of him that I could.
Yeah. Isn't that? That's really an amazing story. I've had dogs that made me want to kill myself, but it's a little bit different.
Well, I heard you talking about your Puggle, Tina.
Yeah,
and
Puggle was very. She was cute.
Yeah, my new guy here, Bear, is 1 year old, and he is definitely still puppy, and he's about to kill me.
Yeah. Are you getting the biting, the scratching, the?
No, nothing like that. He just wants to play. He just wants to keep playing and play and play and play. And, you know, I haven't done too much exercise since Shep. And he was the reason that I got out in, you know, 4 walks a day at least and played and swam. And so I, you know, since the day I lost him, just been sitting around. And thankfully, Bear came along into my life, and we're out. And yesterday, we visited the sea caves, the mainland sea caves here in Bayfield.
Mm-hmm.
And we just were out there for a couple hours. We walked probably 2 to 3 miles out on the ice, and it was just a fabulous day.
Yeah. I say Bear is a very lucky dog.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. And of course, you're a lucky guy too, but you're quite a guy.
Thanks.
John Unger. And I don't know, people sometimes, if they're not dog owners, I don't think they realize how meaningful that relationship is, you know, because you'd say things to your dog and share experiences with your dog that you don't share with any people, you know, because
And that's what was part of the companionship between Shep and I.
Yeah,
that
of course.
I could talk to him when I'd just been talk to anybody else. So he was there. And it's a very important thing to realize. And more things are being, not to go off into another subject, but it's being realized with our soldiers who are having trouble.
Yeah, coming back.
It's coming back with the injuries, physical, mental, and it's getting more known and in the public eye, but it's... I, for one, can attest that a dog or even any kind of an animal in one's life who is going through something that they don't even understand sometimes is the way to go. And it is truly and can help. It is truly a remarkable thing, and it will only bring you closer to that animal and vice versa.
Yeah. Well, where else do you get unconditional acceptance? Where is the person that's always happy to see you?
Exactly. Unconditionally.
I'm still looking for her or him or whatever that would be, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's pretty unrequited, unending love, you know.
Unending love.
And I don't know. I think it is love. I don't know. I always ask my dogs, you know, your daddy loves you. You love your daddy, don't you? You know, I'm a little needy, you know, so I...
Well, that's all right.
It's okay. It's love.
And they understand that. Yeah. And what other...
You're not using me. If somebody is...
Maybe for...
They're just using me for kibble, you know, and then they feel kind of like shortchanged. You know.
Exactly.
I'm just a kibble outlet for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So I got my new puppy now is a little... I don't know what she is. She's supposed to be a Bigapoo.
Oh, very cool.
Which is what happens when you, it was on an Amish farm, I guess. It's what happens when you put a beagle and a poodle in the same barn. And the results are different, I think, every time. I've looked at different pictures of these animals, and they're entirely different. Mine looks like a little black sheep. So I don't know what was going on in the barn, tell you the truth. And she's just a ball of energy.
Yeah.
I mean, she runs around the house and sort of, we got to take her outside. I mean, I'm too old for this, frankly. But, I sort of got a dog right away after Tina, because Tina was like my only friend for, suddenly I didn't have a friend and I was getting a little, a little hard to admit, but, all my other friends, I don't know, they got lives and stuff.
I think you have an audience of friends every week, Michael.
Yeah, that's true. But thank you very much. Thank you. It's true, but where are they at night when I need something to hold, you know? I call up audience members. I am keeping all your cards here, and I was, hi, Joe, said Kidso, Surgeon Bay, engineer. Yeah, this is Michael Feldman. You were in my audience last week's show. I wonder if you could come over. I was feeling kind of down. Would you, though?
Sure.
Oh, Joe said he would. That's sweet. Okay. So, yeah, I know, that's good. And Bear, do you find the same thing going on with Bear that you did with this dog that you're so close to?
Well, there's similarities.
Are there?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just in terms of just personality.
Yeah.
He's pretty low-key. Mm-hmm. And not too excited unless he wants to play outside. Inside the house, he's very low-key.
Yeah.
And Shep was the same way. And he's also a winter dog, which Shep definitely was a winter dog.
Yeah.
In summer, he just wouldn't, kind of lethargic in winter. It wasn't his time. But once the cold weather set in, he became a different dog, and he became alive.
Yeah.
So...
you yourself were always described as like a Bayfield surfer. He's the guy Bayfield. Did you actually do any surfing up there in Bayfield?
Surf surfing. No.
No. Do they surf in Bayfield? I can't imagine on Lake Superior there'd be a lot of surfing.
Yeah, we'll get some horrendous nor'easters coming through.
Yeah.
But I don't think you want to be out there surfing.
No.
No.
So where the surfing thing? Just your look kind of thing?
Well, I guess I'm not one to comment on that, I guess.
Okay. But you got the surfer look going anyhow, and that's because the people always say, oh, yeah, the woman who got the dog for you said something like that. It was that surfer guy with the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever surf at all, John?
No. I would love to learn, but my, years of career in entertainment, being a technician and roadie, for rock bands.
Oh, are you? That's what you do. Okay, I was going to ask.
Well, that's what I did. Yeah. Up here, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
But who
did you roadie for?
Mainly the Bodines.
Oh, the Bodines. Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah.
You even know those guys.
I was
yeah.
their lighting director.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And, it was best years of my life besides with Shep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had to adjust that in Bayfield. Not a lot of touring bands probably come through.
Yeah, not a lot of bands in general, but yeah. I see the musicianship up here is second to none.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful musicians up here.
Yeah, art and music, really kind of a special place up there.
It's a wonderful place, and if you've never been up here, come on up because it is spectacular and it is it's very surprising. It's just at the top of Wisconsin. And people who've never been here, who come here for the first time, are absolutely amazed.
Yeah. And the ice caves.
And the ice caves. We have the islands. We have the orchards. We have Apple Fest here in Bayfield every fall. It's a different way of life. It's a slower pace, and that's basically why I came up here. Just to get out of the rat race that I was involved in so many years. Just for the quality of life is why I moved up here.
Right.
And, I'm not making a whole heck of a lot of money, but that's not why I came up here. I came up here for the quality of life, and it can't get any better than this.
And they have John Unger up there, too, Jim. Surfer dude, roadie, whatever you want to call him, great guy. John, nice to talk with you.
Hey, thank you so much, Michael. I'm a big fan. I was more nervous about this interview than any other, CNN, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's an
Good morning, America. That didn't bother you, huh?
No, that stuff doesn't bother me. This one, I was very nervous about.
You did well, John.
Well, I appreciate it. And hopefully someday I can look you in the eye and shake your hand and be in your audience.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll come up there. I'll meet you up there. Better idea.
Sounds good.
All right. John Unger, ladies and gentlemen, from Bayfield, Wisconsin. Got a new dog.